Mark Levin hammers the squad for anti-Semitism. We have this fifth column in our country. By Jeff Poor on July 19, 2019. Thursday on Fox News Channel's Hannity, conservative talk show host Mark Levin, author of On Freedom of the Press, criticized the so-called The Squad, which consists of reps. Ayanna Pressley, DMA, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Ilhan Omar, DMN. Levin's remarks, retweeted by President Trump, come on the heels of comments from President Donald Trump about Omar. However, Levin compared and contrasted this foursome's views on Israel to Trump's views to make the case there was much to criticize when it comes to the squad. Transcript as follows. Sean, I want to thank you for having me on tonight as I watch this idiocy that's taking place in our country. President Trump was addressing the content of the character of these four women, not the color of their skin. But the media wanted to be otherwise. The media are projecting, and the media are insisting on the opposite because they want the narrative of racism. He didn't talk about race. He didn't talk about skin color. He didn't talk about religion. He talked about them, the content or lack thereof of their character. On the other hand, Omar, Tlaib, Ock, I don't know this Pressley that well. They are degrading an entire faith, an entire people. Jew, Israelis, an entire country, Israel. So it shouldn't surprise anybody that their venom for America is same as their venom for Israel and vice versa. That's typical of the radical hard left. And the evidence is overwhelming that these women are anti-Semite bigots and they don't hide it. They don't hide it. The BDS movement, their constant references to Hitler and the Third Reich and concentration camps, they have no knowledge of history. They've never visited these sites. Their families really have done nothing for this country. I'm going to be very blunt about it. I don't know what they've done in support of this country. While they rip this great country apart, while we have men and women in uniform of all faiths and all colors in one hellhole after another all over the world trying to defend people and promote freedom. We have this fifth column in our country, and they're not alone. The media's a fifth column too, undermining us at home. While our brave men and women are fighting abroad. So they hate the president because he has two strikes against him. He loves America, and he's the greatest president that Israel has ever seen. Now, 50% of the hate crimes in this country are against Jews. The media don't mention. You know, Democrat Party, you have a high tolerance for anti-Semitism in your ranks, maybe you ought to tone it down, maybe. You ought to tone it down, Omar and Tlaib and Ock. But no, they're celebrated. They're promoted. Now let's look at Donald Trump's record when it comes to Muslims and women of color, particularly overseas. Let's take a look at Syria, where this commander-in-chief ordered attacks on Syria to prevent that regime from gassing women of color, men of color, babies of color, Muslims. It was this president who stepped in, not Obama. It's this president who ordered his military to destroy ISIS and the caliphate that was killing women of color, men of color, babies of color, Muslims, Yazidis and Christians too, but primarily Muslims. It's this commander-in-chief that oversees the war in Afghanistan to protect Muslims from the Taliban. That would be men, women, children of color. Now what the hell have Omar and Tlaib and Ock done for men and women and children of color? Not a damn thing. Now let's talk about the southern border. It's this president who said look, and I didn't even agree with this. 1 to 1.2 million individuals who are here illegally. Most of them south of the border, from south of the border. I'll give them legalization, maybe even citizenship if we can cut a deal on immigration. The Democrats said no. Does that sound like a racist to you? It's this president who was prescient and said secure the border. You have people coming into this country, some of them have been kidnapped little kids, brought into this country. We need to have a rational, humane process for immigration. It's the Democrats who first said, 10 years ago secure the border, then call this a joke, a manufactured crisis. Now they created the crisis. They created the lack of the detention space. They created the lack of physical barriers. And now they blame the president who tried to prevent it. The media have allowed this to happen. They are a disgrace. They have a high tolerance for racism and anti-Semitism. Why? Because they are the mouthpiece for the hard left. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.